This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The Supreme Court refused to hear an appeal by the Authors Guild to Google's efforts to build a digital library of millions of books. The earlier court said the effort was transformative and sampling did not hurt the authors. The authors claimed it was a transfer of wealth from the creative sector to the tech sector. Billion-dollar settlement in the NFL concussion case was approved by a panel of appellate judge, finding it not perfect, but fair. In the latest case of cheating in professional cycling, regulators have found instances of small motors being put on the bikes to juice them up. Google has handled 418,000 requests for privacy on its search engine based on the European Union's order. About 572 cases per day have been received and approved by the company, less than half. Its process, so is secret, including the procedures and rules it is using. Federal prosecutors have launched a criminal investigation into whether Theranos, the blood testing company, misled investors about its technology and operations, filing subpoenas to Walgreens and Boots drugstores for information. Sanders has moved in the polls almost even with Clinton at 50-48% in April. Trump with 65% negative reports in the polls and Clinton with 56%, if they garner the nominations, would be the most unpopular presidential candidates in the last seven cycles. Trump and Clinton both took the New York primary decidedly with 60% plus margins. A British journal reported that based on 15,000 respondents, most people were happier with more social interactions with close friends, that is, unless they were highly intelligent. People with higher IQs were less content spending more time with friends. Psychologists theorize that these folks keep intellectually stimulated without social interaction and often have a long-term goal they are pursuing. Delaying marriage is having economic effects. Women aged 25 to 34 are the first generation to start their careers near parity with men, earning 93% of men's wages. Single women now buy homes at greater rates than single men, a big step in independent wealth building. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.